כדי תלבנה בפרחים אשר הנצו בגילה בציצי היקיתון בגננו הקטון לילה לילה מסתכלת הלבנה ואומרת הלבנה אני תנו טיפה ועוד טיפונת לגנים שיפרח היקיתון בגננו הקטון כך אומרת הלבנה לאמנים.
I love this piece of music and I love it because something about it is so lullaby, it's so really lovely, but when you start playing it or looking at it, it's not simple. It was written by one of my favorite poets, Leah Goldberg, who actually lived downstairs from the house I grew up in, and I used to go downstairs and talk to her, to her mother when she was still alive at the time. So the words are by Leah Goldberg, and the music is by Rivka Gvili. Rivka Gvili was the piano teacher in Tel Aviv at the time, the piano teacher. And that lady knew music. And it's very obvious when you look at the song, how do you make a song that sounds so simple like a Mozart or a Schubert that has something about it that haunts you? She changes rhythms very subtly, but if you don't know, you wouldn't know that it changed rhythm. You have to look at it and go, oh, suddenly she keeps the time signature, keeps changing all the time. Who does that in a children's song? Well, she did, and it worked. No child ever noticed that it changed time signature. It just felt right, because when you put a child to bed, you go, da 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 and da 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 da. And so she has this very natural rest. Da 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 da. Who does that? That's an unresolved chord that's completely open and not even really in this key, the way she does it. But then she resolves. And even though it's the exact same melody as it was in the beginning, it doesn't feel the way it did in the beginning. It's not an opening statement, it's a closing statement. That's brilliant. And it's brilliant. I've known this song all my life, and it still touches me the same way. If you will look into it, and those of you who can read music, there's little references here to Mozart that snuck in. A few things I put in, subterranean kind of things that only those of us who know, because in one of this, in the rain came and knocked on my window, we used to sing in Hebrew, Mozart, Yore yakar maher nahar vesadot ganim, lemata alena tifrach hashoshanim, etziporim ima paparatati rararam. So that comes in there. Zavatati tapi paparatati tarabaripa. Little echoes. Why? Because that's where this music teacher comes from. She comes from that musical heritage. And so little echoes, little something can sneak in. Also, this is not liturgical music. I can have all the fun that I want to have. Right? Because I'm in a different realm now. I'm in a different place. And I don't have to do the same thing that I'm doing with liturgical music. I have different license, different kind of freedom.